Hey amazing humans, welcome back to High Value Woman, Standards and Self-Worth Daily, your daily dose of real talk and unapologetic self-love. I'm your host, Riley Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more grace, a whole lot more confidence, and maybe even a dash of laughter along the way. Today, we're diving into something super important, cultivating inner peace. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another self-help cliche, hear me out. Inner peace isn't about achieving some zen-like state where nothing bothers you, because let's be real, that's impossible. It's about finding a sense of calm and balance amidst the chaos. It's about being able to navigate life's ups and downs with resilience, grace, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Trust me, in today's whirlwind world, where our phones are constantly buzzing and demands are flying left and right, inner peace feels like a luxury. But it's not. It's actually essential for our well-being. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like you're perpetually stressed and overwhelmed? That's your soul screaming for some peace, girl. So, how do we cultivate this precious inner peace? Buckle up because I've got 5 key takeaways that are going to rock your world. 1. Practice mindfulness. This one sounds super simple, right? But it's powerful stuff. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, fully engaged with what you're doing and experiencing. It's about letting go of those thoughts about the past or worries about the future and just being in this moment. Sounds easy, right? Well, here's the thing. It takes practice. Try starting with 5 minutes a day, maybe during your morning coffee or before bed. Just focus on your breath, your surroundings, your senses. You'd be surprised how much calmer you feel just by paying attention to the present moment. 2. Let go of control. This is a big one for us high achievers. We love to plan, organize, and have everything under control, right? But the truth is, life is unpredictable. Sometimes things happen that are completely out of our control, and that's okay. Learning to let go of the need to control every little thing can actually bring you a sense of freedom and peace. It's about trusting the universe and knowing that everything happens for a reason. 3. Practice self-compassion. Now, this doesn't mean becoming a pushover or letting others walk all over you. It means treating yourself with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness, especially when things get tough. We're all human, we make mistakes, and sometimes life throws us curveballs. Instead of beating ourselves up, let's learn to be our own biggest cheerleaders. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your best friend, offer yourself words of encouragement, and remember that you're worthy of love and compassion, even on those days when you feel like a hot mess. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Ever heard the saying, gratitude is the key to happiness? It's so true. When we focus on what we're grateful for, no matter how small, it shifts our perspective and helps us see the good in life. Make it a daily practice to write down 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's your amazing friends, a delicious meal, or even just a sunny day. These little moments of gratitude can have a huge impact on your overall well-being. 5. Prioritize your well-being. You know that saying, you can't pour from an empty cup? Totally true. To cultivate inner peace, you need to take care of yourself first. This means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Make self-care a non-negotiable part of your routine, because when you feel good physically and emotionally, it's so much easier to find peace within. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, which is already a total drag. But instead of getting worked up, you take a few deep breaths, listen to your favorite music, and even try doing a quick meditation while you wait. You arrive at your destination feeling calm and collected, even though the situation could have easily turned into a stress fest. See what I mean? This is inner peace in action. Remember, cultivating inner peace is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel totally zen, and there will be days when life throws its curveballs your way. But by incorporating these key takeaways into your daily life, you'll find yourself navigating the ups and downs with more grace, resilience, and yes, even inner peace. So, my beautiful high-value women, what's one thing you're going to try this week to cultivate a little more inner peace in your life? Share it in the comments below, let's support each other on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe and join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk and self-love. Until then, keep shining your bright light.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.